Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. And very shortly, your new Trends Journal's coming out. And here's the cover. I will kill Italian Goyim Celente. He's a warrior for the Prince of Peace. That's right. Of course, I put the warrior for the Prince of Peace after that. But that's what I get. You're not allowed to talk about peace. So I'm going to tell you some stories here. But by the way, since all this has happened, the security squad is here. So come on over. Yeah. I contacted the district attorney here through a friend. But before we keep moving any further, it's very important that you support us. So please remember to subscribe and you click the bell icon for notification because they're going to do everything they can to silence me in any way they can. So we need your help because we're doing everything we can to give you the best we can and we can't do it alone. So I said, can you imagine if these billionaires gave a couple of million dollars to occupy peace? Hey, here's $1 billion. Here, go on. I'm only worth $184 billion. This is chump change. No. So, a friend of mine, who I'm not going to mention, a good guy, direct contact to the DA, a week ago, sent him the emails, everything else going on about this guy saying, I will kill you. Goyim Italian, faggot freak. You faggot. I love chicks. Take it easy, Junior. A week goes by, and I keep asking him. I haven't heard from the DA. Never heard back from him. So today I sent him this letter or email. I said, hi, what a disgrace. My life threatened by a madman who said he would kill me. Quote, a faggot Goyim Italian, like the cover of the Trends Journal shows. And the DA doesn't give a shit. If my name was Celentowicz and this madman said he would kill a faggot little Jew, boy, would they be on it. And it would be big news because after all, you know, I'm not like a nobody, you know. I'm well known. Podcasts. Beyond all, Oprah, The Today Show, Good Morning America, on and on. It's like, you know. But if I was a Jew, oh, this would be big news. I said, the DA is nothing more than a hack team of political clowns. My life means nothing to them. It's all they are. In a city, a state, and a country near you. They only care about, hey. Again, if I was Jewish, oh, but you could, hey, an Italian, fuck you. You're only a little guinea bastard. You're some fucking wop. You don't count for shit. But hey, Ackman. Oh, you got rid of those people at Harvard. Because they didn't wipe out anti-Semites. Boy, you'd be behind me if somebody tried to kill me and I was Jewish. But fuck you. You're only a little wop. Again, come on over, boy. Hail, the gang's all here. Come on over. So, moving on to your Trends Journal. Today, hey, you see them oil prices? Yep, moving toward $90 a barrel, $87.57. Wonder why? Oh, because we reported this was going to happen. That as Ukraine loses the war, they're going to increase their attacks inside of Russia, hit a nuclear power plant. We wrote this in your Trends Journal. Oil refineries, anything they can to keep getting more support from the United States and NATO. And now that's happening. And now TASS reported today, the Russian news agency, their foreign minister, whoever, intelligence guy, that little Katzon Macron, the guy with a pecker thinner than his fucking pen that he'd probably like up his ass with his fake little fucking hair, sending troops, French troops to go fight in Ukraine. That's what's being reported. That means Ukraine is at war with Russia. World War III is escalating. We read what the Polish are doing. More troops, more money, more building up the military, one country after another. It's all in your magazine. So going back to the markets. Oh, the markets went up today because they're worrying about what the Fed is going to do. The Fed may hold rates tomorrow when they announce it. I would have thought they would have taken them down by now. Inflation's not going away. You're going to see oil prices are now up more than $20 than they were a month ago. Excuse me, not $20. $20. That's right, $20 a barrel. $20 a barrel more than they were a month ago. So when you're filling up your tank, thank Congress and all the moronic little freaks. Again, why we have this T-shirt, because they keep sending more money to Ukraine to keep ramping up the war. Hey, politician, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And how fucking stupid can anybody believe to call these people leaders and swallow their shit? So going back to the markets, all things are connected. And that's what we do differently in Trends Research and the Trends Journal. Opportunity misses those who view the world through the eyes of their profession. So the markets went up today based on where they think interest rates are finally going to go. They need more cheap dough. You have a global recession. We are going into dragflation, higher inflation, and declining economic growth. But when all else fails, they take you to war. So going back to your Trends Journal, you want to read the economic update, the market overview, interest payments overwhelming U.S. consumers, home foreclosures, guess where they're going? And one article after another about the layoffs, about the gangs running the show called banksters, where we see gold going, where we see Bitcoin going, where we see oil going, and where the economy is going and the stock markets. For that, you want to read Gregory Manarino's article, Markets, the Next Phase, and then in parens, and the Great Fall. Oh, will it fall? Where's it going? Joe Duran, the technocracy guy. Again, his book, there it is over here. Look, and all he's picking up is so heavy. Be human. We're all about technocracy. A whole section. And guest articles by John Anisha Whitehead. This is a good one. Tyranny is rising as freedom falls. Yeah, that's America. Yep. Article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on how to decrease your cancer risk. Article by Phil Giraldi. What's going on over there in Israel? Israel Uber allies. Yeah. And all this crap. I mean, this is the shit spewing out of the mouth of that little clown boy Sullivan over there, the national security guy. You know, Netanyahu, the president says that if you attack Rafah, that will be a mistake. A mistake? A mistake? What mistake are you talking about? How about if it was a real country and a real government that cared about people? Say, don't you do this. You're slaughtering innocent people in front of everybody's eyes. No. All this is bullshit. Little Chucky Schumer's crap coming out against Netanyahu. The little crap bullshit about, oh, we're going to build a dock over there and bring food to the starving Palestinians. All bullshit. The United States is supporting this war 100%. And I am 100% against it, as I was the Iraq War, the Vietnam War. Not the Vietnam War. I was stupid as a kid. I believed it. As a young teenager, I swallowed the shit. I was even stupid enough to vote for Richard Nixon in 1968. But as you grow up and keep learning, you learn more. So I've been against all the wars. So fuck off when you tell me and I'm an anti-Semite, Ackman. Shove it up your ass. I hate war. And the rest of you that want to kill me. The faggot Italian goyim. Yeah. So going back to your Trends Journal. Again, Biden praises Schumer for standing up against Netanyahu without calling for a ceasefire. Total bullshit. Genocide 2.0. Israel kills 20 inside Gaza Hotel. Settlers vandalize UNRW's Jerusalem headquarters. But again, they're not settlers. They're land grabbers in violation of the Geneva Convention and UN Article 242. They're not settlers. They're stealers. Land stealers. And save your bullshit that God gave you this land. It says so in the Torah, you know, chapter 6, section 8. All right? You believe in what you want to believe. I got my own religion that I believe in. I don't tell you to believe in mine. Don't tell me to believe in yours and that God gave this land 2,000. You don't want to hear it. Stolen land, again, in violation of the Geneva Conventions and Article 242 of the United Nations. Yeah, Sullivan, major ground operation in Rafah would be a mistake. And again, whole trends in global economic front. When the economy falls, jobs go with it. This is our 77th week. You should see the job layoffs that are going on. This is going to have an effect on the economy because people start losing their jobs, not going to be able to pay for their rent, pay for their housing, pay their debt. Things are going to get a lot worse until they start lowering interest rates dramatically. And they're going to do it. And when interest rates go down, the dollar's going to go down and gold prices are going to go up. Private equity firms unable to sell 28,000 companies. And by the way, the private equity company groups own Wall Street. And when I was a young guy, this stuff didn't exist. It only started to happen in the mid-80s. And now they own everything. Cities cut spending as commercial real estate tax revenue slump. Wow, what a surprise. How about office building bust that we warned about over 3 years ago? 3 years ago. And now the banking bust is happening. And there are the articles in here in your economic update and a whole review of this week's important economic news. The banks are going bust. It's being hidden in the news. And now Wall Street on Parade, which is a great site to go to by Pam and Russ Martin, they're reporting things that nobody else is in the banking sector. They're showing how they lied and shoved a lot more money into the system to artificially prop up the banks when the Silicon Con Man Bank failed last March, and the other banks followed, First Republic, and how much more money they're really pumping in to keep these things up. These banks are in dire straits. By the way, your office occupancy rate, meaning how many people going to work, of the 10 largest cities in America, it came down from 52.5%. Now it's 50.7%. That's right. That's all it is. So now all the businesses that depended on commuters are going out of business. And our research is showing that things are going down in the hospitality and service sectors. It's going to hit. The people are hurting. The crash is coming. But don't worry. When all else fails, they take you to war. Your other sections that you're not going to want to miss in this Trends Journal. Again, trends in geopolitics. Again, as we warned, as Ukraine loses war, it escalates attacks inside Russia. This is just the beginning. And again, if oil prices, as Israel keeps expanding its war, bombs away deeper into Lebanon, which we're writing about, deeper into Syria, more attacks against Iran. If Iran gets involved militarily against Israel, you're going to see oil prices hit above $130 a barrel, and that's going to crash the equity markets and the global economy, and no one in the mainstream media is talking about that. No one. No peace allowed. EU's top diplomat rejects Pope's call for peace in Ukraine. Diplomat. Yeah, diplomat. You know what you know why these guys are called diplomats in these rooms? They dip low on the mat and bend over and suck it up. Diplomat. Yeah. A bunch of little shits. Trends I views. Schools across the U.S. begin confiscating cell phones. This, again, we're writing about this to show the decline of society and how dumb people are getting. As I said, they misspelt it in the King James Bible when they said the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. Huh. One article after another, and a whole sections in high-tech science. New optical disc holds more information than 5,000 DVDs. One article after another, and then a whole section on trends in AI. And also Joe Duran writes about trends in AI. So we've given you everything we can, and we need you to give everything you can to help us. So subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. 30-day money-back guarantee. The grand total of $2.56 a week. This is the headline, front page story, the Wall Street Journal, Saturday. $6. Great Caesar's ghost. Here we go again. Honorable men, : in central Rome's Lago di Torre, Argentina, actors dressed as ancient Romans on Friday reenacted the assassination of Julius Caesar. The performance commemorated the Roman leader's killing on the Ides of March in 44 BC. $6 for this shit. I'm getting virtually nothing from the Wall Street Journal and the New York Slime anymore. Wall Street Journal used to be a great newspaper. I loved it. I got to read this stuff to find out what they're talking about, what's going on. I need data with trend forecasters. We go with facts. Harder and harder and harder to find. We have to spend more and more time going overseas and through all different locations to find the data to give you, to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper. We're giving you everything we can. So please help us. Subscribe to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And tomorrow, don't forget, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Salenti and the Judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano, will be talking about a lot. Thanks for tuning in.